Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Black.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Yes?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you. Just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
57.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections? Less important or about the same?
More important.
And would you say is somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now for something different. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country right now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Is it protecting abortion rights, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, passing a common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 public school education, combating division and racism, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, or border security?
Abortion and healthcare and reducing health.
Reducing the cost of, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, excuse me.
Yeah, so abortion and lowering the cost of
healthcare. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one on the list, we have Tim Scott.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
60.
Kamala Harris.
70.
Joe Biden.
80.
John Stein?
Who?
Josh Stein.
I don't know Josh Stein.
Never heard of him or no opinion?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Then we have Mark K. Robinson.
Mark Robinson?
Yes, Mark K. Robinson.
Is he the lieutenant in North Carolina?
Thank you. Then we have Hakeem Jeffries.
90.
Cornel West.
60.
Thank you. And finally, Republicans in Congress.
0.
Thank you very much. Now, we still know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy, or Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please let me know.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, Republican Mark Robinson, Libertarian Mike Ross, and Democrat Josh Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, let me know.
Yeah, it just took me a second, but yes, Josh Stein.
Thank you. Now, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
And what you have recently read, seen, or heard, would you consider it a lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
More favorable.
And would you say somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. Now, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration? If you can, in a few words.
The focus on taking care of the citizens as opposed to the corporations and their
the last portion I couldn't hear it.
The focus on the welfare of our citizens as opposed to the welfare of corporations and allies.
Thank you very much. Just a moment, please. The focus on the welfare of his citizens as opposed to the corporations and allies. Is that correct?
Huh? Say that again?
You said the focus on the welfare of his citizens as opposed to the corporation and allies.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yes. The focus in the welfare of his citizens as opposed to the corporations and allies.
Correct.
Thank you very much. Now, and what have you seen, read, or heard anything about what President Trump has been doing?
Yes, I have.
And would you consider that a lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable, the fact that he raped a woman, the fact that he lied about
Excuse me. We do have a different section that we can go ahead and type everything. Right now, I just want to know if it made you more or less favorable towards him. And would you have a scale, the same scale?
Less favorable.
And would you consider that as somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, yes, what have you seen, read, or heard made you more, made you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump? Now go ahead.
Okay.
Tell me.
His verification of being a rapist, his lying about his business practices and lying to the government and the banks regarding his wealth and the consistent flouting of laws that are only afforded to white males who are wealthy.
Okay, just a moment. We have his verification of being a rapist, his lying about his business practices, and lying to the government and banks regarding his wealth. Also, the consistent flouting, you said, of laws that are only awarded to white males who are wealthy.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much. Just a moment. Let me just check my grammar over here. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to read for something different now. But before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. This is the last section of the survey.
Okay.
Now, I'd like you to read you some what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two options. Is it rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, or stagnant wages and rising costs?
The Supreme Court and the rise of white supremacy.
Thank you very much. And now for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. We have fixing the immigration system.
Joe Biden.
And do you think he would be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Joe Biden.
And is that much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Joe Biden.
And is that much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have rising crime and violence.
We're at a 50-year low with Joe Biden, so Joe Biden.
And is that much better or just somewhat better at dealing with that issue?
It's much better.
Thank you. Then we have the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Well, Joe Biden, much better.
Thank you. And finally, we have growing the U.S. economy.
Literally this week, we hit an all-time high on the stock market. Joe Biden, very much so.
Okay. So is that much better or just in line?
It is much better, as the stock market has proved.
Thank you. Now, and generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
And is that somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Less favorable.
Somewhat or much less?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters said that black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
I disagree.
And do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media, which is, say, very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Less than half.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Were one of or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
All of them were.
So is that a yes?
Yes, they were. All of them were born outside of the United States.
Thank you. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Both of them were, actually.
Okay. Thank you. And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. And have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. All right.